Yeah, I think it is. Being the chair of the Regional Health Forum, you're at the top table. You can raise the issues that are concerning your constituents and indeed the wider county. At the Regional Health Forum, both online and offline, and I'll take every opportunity I can. As you know, we are in a very difficult situation up here with the hospital. It's under constant pressure. We need further investment in that. And then we have the current discussions are ongoing in relation to the surgical hub. And I'd be certainly using my position as a chairperson of the Regional Health Forum to promote that and to work with the doctors and staff at the hospital and indeed the constituents of Donegal to get better healthcare services for all.
Sometimes the debate over the surgical hub is termed as Tony Canavan versus everybody else, with Tony Canavan pushing Sligo, everybody else looking at the appropriateness of Letterkenny. Now, you're literally sitting beside Tony Canavan at that top table. Some intense and frank discussions in the months ahead?
Yeah, look, and we've been having fairly frank discussions up till now. And Tony's entitled to his opinion, like the rest of us are. What we see here in Donegal, and we have the full support of the consultants and GPs here in the county, and indeed the experience of the people who live in this county, of how they the difficulty they have in accessing healthcare. We think the surgical hub at this point in time would be absolutely fantastic for Letterkenny University Hospital. It'll do two things. It'll provide necessary surgical access for the people of the county, but it'll also, you know, it'll be a statement from the powers that be that yes, they will be investing in Letterkenny University Hospital in the time ahead and going forward. And this is a very difficult period. I would hope that we can get over this difficulty with their discussion and that people will see sense. And I hope that the Minister makes the right decision, because I firmly believe that the facts and the data that has been submitted by the doctors and the consultants and indeed by our own elected representatives here in Donegal, that we are the right choice and location for the surgical hub. I don't know if we can wait and continue to wait for promises of investment because of our experience in the past and that investment not coming to reality. So yes, look, we'll be having frank discussions, there's no doubt about that, but there will be in line with what's good for the people of Donegal, and I hope that I can use my position as chair of the Regional Health Forum to promote that at all times.
The other big news in health this week was the agreement between the HSC and health unions to move effectively from a 5-day-a-week working schedule to a 7-day-a-week working schedule. If you take that 7-day-a-week to its logical conclusion, that's going to need more recruitment right across the board, from consultants down to ward assistants and support staff. Is that going to put even more pressure on Letterkenny?
Well, we would hope not. Yeah, I really welcome that news. I think it's been fantastic work between the unions and indeed the HSE to come to an agreement on that. And you are right. What's needed now is that investment. And now we will see where the HSE and where the government is coming from. And are they truly interested in providing the resources that we need, not just in this county, but right across the state, for to provide adequate healthcare services at the point of delivery for every constituent and every citizen in this country. And that's what we need to get to. And I think that, and we've all been asking for this, for we have theatres sitting here idle and evening times and weekends. We have long lists of people awaiting surgery and procedures to take place. We're farming out those surgical procedures to private companies. That money, and it's over 9 million in the LUH alone over this last couple of years, could be invested in LUH, and we could get better outcomes for the people of Donegal who don't have to travel any further for healthcare service. So let's hope, you know, that the deal that's been struck this last couple of days will be resourced, and that the investment will be given, and that we can develop the healthcare services at Letterkenny University Hospital.